The ongoing wars in Afghanistan and Iraq rarely make the headlines nowadays, yet men and women in the United States military continue to serve there and some die there. Those casualties and the names of the fallen from previous wars are not forgotten at Hillsborough Veterans Memorial Park. WUSF's Bobby O'Brien takes us to the park's Field of Honor for our American Homefront project.
A solitary bulletin board protected by a glass pane stands at the entrance to the Field of Honor. It prominently displays the number of service members killed in action. In Afghanistan, Operation Enduring Freedom, 2,407. Operation Iraqi Freedom, 4,460. And 68 in Iraq's Operation New Dawn. The current military casualty list from October through December 2017 is pinned in the upper left corner. It is here that the fallen become more than a number.
Operation Freedom Sentinel, Afghanistan. David Thomas Burbander, Staff Sergeant, Army. Sergeant First Class.
As each name is read, a volunteer steps forward and plants a small American flag in the Field of Honor. It's a stone plaza in a semicircle inscribed with the names of local military killed in action.
From Operation Inherent Resolve, which includes Iraq, Syria, and Yemen.
Reading aloud the names of the fallen is a ritual that plays out every 3 months. It's a blustery, cold January morning as former Navy Chief Walter Rasik addresses the dozens of volunteers, families, and veterans who came to the ceremony that now also names those killed in previous wars but only recently identified through DNA. There are 86 of them, yet Rasik tells the audience too many more remain unidentified.
World War II missing are approximately 72,964, and Korea still missing is 7,715.
Recognition, however belated, is a comfort to some Gold Star families. That's a designation given to those who have lost an active duty military member of their family. Kathy Goldie's brother was in the Navy during Vietnam and died in a training accident.
I'm a Gold Star sister myself. And it is an honor to stand for these who are being honored today.
Goldie comes to these ceremonies as part of the Patriot Riders, a group whose members attend the funerals of veterans, military, and first responders. She says it is extra special because it recognizes the recently identified military killed in Vietnam, Korea, and World War II. And more recent Gold Star families are also saluted. Charles and Natalia Rubido of Clearwater spoke after the ceremony.
Our son was Second Lieutenant Charles R. Rubido, and he was with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment in Iraq, and he was killed in action 29 August 2005. When you lose a son like that, it's devastating, right? And you never go through a day without remembering. And things like this let us know that other people care.
Barbara Wade is a 27-year Army veteran, but also a Gold Star mother. Her son, Maurice Tucker, was killed in a motorcycle accident while serving in Alaska. She now lives in Lakeland.
I've been a Gold Star mom for a year now. We're family. We keep saying their name. We keep doing things in their honor.
Rifle detail, fire 3 volleys.
That's the whole idea behind the Field of Honor, to keep saying the names, to continue to honor the fallen, lest we forget the sacrifice that unites those who died while serving their country. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
American Homefront from WUSF 89.7. That was Bobby O'Brien reporting.